It'll be a few months before we have a new president. In the meantime, how about a new U.S. ambassador to Lebanon? Michelle Sisson was just confirmed to that post this summer. It's a key job in the grand scheme of U.S. Middle East diplomacy. And as the world's Aaron Schachter reports, the new ambassador is a woman on the go.
Spending time with the new U.S. ambassador to Lebanon can be a nauseating experience. Michelle Sisson spends an incredible amount of time driving from place to place to thwart would-be attackers. Her convoy bobs and weaves through traffic like water bugs on a pond. It is stomach-churning. Sisson, who describes herself as an energizer bunny, barely notices. I feel ill.
There is nothing that beats going on to a high school campus or a college campus. Nothing that beats meeting with journalists or a bar association and just exchanging views. I think the people-to-people aspect of what we do overseas is incredibly important.
On this day, we're heading to an after-school English language program in Koura in northern Lebanon. The ambassador has clearly been here before. Sisson works the room in English and French. She gets the students going on a question and answer session, though gets a little frustrated that no one asks her questions.
Oh, nobody's asking me any questions. You guys could ask me hard questions.
Can I ask you something?
Do you like your job?
I really do like my job because my job allows me to travel in many places in Lebanon. My job allows me to meet you. My job allows me to meet, very interesting people from civil society and the religious leadership and the political leaders and educators and sometimes musicians. And it's every day is interesting. Every day is challenging. Good question. Now, shall I ask you or you ask me?
Sounds like the kid was planted, doesn't it? I thought so, too. I asked Sisson about it after we left.
You do that all the time? That wasn't just for my benefit?
Oh, I do it all the time. No, we have fun. We have fun.
Why? What's the point?
If you can reach out and grab one young person and connect with them and show them that this is what America is, open, friendly, partnering with Lebanon, it's all worth it. Simple.
Sisson has spent 26 of her 48 years on that simple charm offensive, and she's done it in some unfriendly spots. Her resume looks as though she really ticked off someone important early in her career. She's worked in Haiti, India, Pakistan, 4 postings in sub-Saharan Africa, and most recently in the United Arab Emirates, and now Lebanon, where her strategy is already winning over some people. Tawfiq Fouri is the deputy mayor of Beirut. Sisson made a visit to the city council early in her tenure, and it made an impression.
As a political official representing a superpower to come and listen to elected people in Beirut in a municipal council, it's really unusual and, in my opinion, very productive on the long run.
It's not often these days that you get such a ringing endorsement from politicians in this part of the world. Even though the U.S. hands out tens of millions of dollars for a wide variety of government, agricultural, and civil society projects, Fadi Fayad helped create an NGO that finds employment for Lebanese college grads so they don't move away. He says U.S. money is welcomed, but it doesn't necessarily buy goodwill.
There's many positive things, but the war on Iraq helped a lot to deteriorate, unfortunately, the U.S. intentions in the region. And it's always looked at the U.S. as looking only for their own interest, of fuel, and it's always looked from this point of view.
The Iraq war, as well as what many here consider unconditional support for Israel, has made it harder for U.S. diplomats. Raouf Youssef is the former head of the U.S. Agency for International Development in Lebanon. He left this summer after 6 years in the country and 32 years in government service. He says a big part of the problem is that even though U.S. money reaches all corners of the region, Americans never seem to get to know the countries in which they work.
I've been working in this region for 21 years. I don't think we have the right approach so far. We hire commissions, we get Madison Avenue people, and they did not get anywhere because we cannot put our hands on the issue. The issue is we listen to the wrong groups.
In his retirement, Youssef plans to open a consulting firm to help the U.S. get to the right people. But Ambassador Sisson is unbowed by the suggestion that the U.S.'s image in the region has taken a hit. She doesn't accept that gospel as true.
The policy is to promote democracy, to promote sovereignty, to promote prosperity, to promote security. Oftentimes, it's just as challenging for our colleagues at Embassy Paris or Embassy Tokyo to get the word out as it is at, say, Embassy Cairo. And certainly, many people are going to seek to question and probe our views and policies.
Certainly a diplomatic answer, as were most of her answers to questions about U.S. policy or America's new position in the world. But she does talk straight where it counts. After our visit to the school kids, Sisson took me along for a meeting with one of Lebanon's major politicians. At one point, she kicked both me and her political advisor out of the room. Later, she explained that she didn't want to embarrass him while she figuratively smacked him around a bit. But as the visit to Kura shows, talking tough is not what Sisson really likes to do.
I want to say, not to ask, to be very humble.
I'm very humble, he said. Ça c'est vraiment gentil. Ah, mais je suis très simple. I'm actually very American. You know what? Americans, we're not very formal people. We're not very complicated.
But it's that very informality that often gets Americans into trouble in the Middle East. Like many other regions, it has its own traditions, complications, and formalities. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut.